本語の SBS です。
昨夜は男子シングルス準々決勝でセルビアのノバク・ジョコビッチ選手と対戦した錦織圭選手が途中棄権し惜しくも負けてしまいましたが、一方の女子シングルスでは昨年の全米オープンで優勝し快進撃を続ける大坂なおみ選手がここオーストラリアでも勝ち進んでいます。全豪オープン11日目の今日、女子シングルスの準決勝が行われ、大坂選手はブリズベン国際で優勝したチェコのカロリナ・プリシコバ選手と対戦しました。この試合が始まった午後4時のメルボルンの気温は40度。この一つ前の女子シングルス準決勝のクビトバ選手とコリンズ選手の試合ではエキストリームヒートポリシーが適用され、試合が一時中断されました。さて、大坂選手の試合は第1セットプリシコバ選手のサーブで始まりましたが、大坂選手が角度の効いたアングルショットを何度も決め先にブレイクし 2-6 で先取。続く第2セットはより攻撃的な攻めが出てきたプリシコバ選手が 6-4 で取りました。迎えた最終セット、最初のゲームをプリシコバ選手に取られましたが、その後再びペースをつかんだ大坂選手が3ゲームを連取。しかしプリシコバ選手もサービスエースを決めるなど食い下がり、大坂選手も連続でアンフォーストエラーが見られましたが、最後はサービスエースを見事に決め 4-6 で勝利。セットカウント 1-2 で大坂選手の決勝進出が決まりました。試合直後のインタビューでは、日本にいるファンに向けて日本語で、こんにちは、応援本当にありがとう、次の試合も頑張りますと話しています。試合後の記者会見でまず最初、2回目のグランドスラム決勝戦にどのように臨みますかと聞かれ、全米オープンでの優勝は自信になっているが気持ちを改めて臨みたいと話しています。
For me, I think of these two as two different tournaments. You sort of have to start each Grand Slam knowing that if you do get to the finals, you have to play many matches. And I think for me, though, it definitely helped, like knowing that I won the U.S. Open, because I knew that I had the ability to win that many matches and play for that long. So, yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it while I was playing.This tournament, but at the same time, I didn't want to dwell too much on it.
そして最後のマッチポイントの時、どのような気持ちだったかを聞かれ、次のように述べています。
I was calling on the power of everything for that ball to go in. I don't know what my feeling was. I really like if somehow I could will the ball to show up as in on the Hawkeye, that was my main goal.
コートのインタビューでサーブを打つのが怖かったというようなことを言ってましたけれども、あれは、どの最後の場面なのか、それとも第2セットのあたりだったのかということと、あとこの前のここの場所でインナーピースがあるときはすごくいいテニスができるって言ってたと思うんですが、今日の状態、特に最初の方っていうのはそういう心でできていたんでしょうか。
Yeah, I meanIf you notice, like in the second set and the third set, she got super aggressive on my second serve. She was running around them, and for me, like I wanted to risk hitting it a little bit faster, but at the same time, I didn't feel like she was doing, like she was hitting winners, you know? I could still touch the ball, so I wanted to wait to see if she would just start hitting return aces on me yet. And that's why I was a little bit hesitant on.My second serves. And about the inner peace thing, I mean, of course, I feel like I had it today. It could have been better. But there were moments where I really felt stressed out, and I think I still managed to come back. So, yeah, I definitely think I'm still working on it.
昨日の時に、まあ、バックハンドが少し自分はまだコンシスタンシーが足りないってことを言ってましたけれど、今日はバックハンドで、まあ、もうクロスも特にダウンザラインのウィンナーもたくさん取ってすごくこう安定してる感じがしたんですけれど、今日はもうバックハンドは自信持って打ててたんでしょうか。
I think in general though I just wanted to stay with her on the backhand. Like she wasn't really hitting my forehand as much, and I don't think anyone will. Yeah, I definitely felt likeIt's something that I have to be conscious of. And if she hits a winner when I go cross court to her, then I have to accept that. So I was definitely trying to be more consistent on my backhand.
今日で世界ランク2位まで入ったんですけれども、で次まあ1位だと思うんですが、あ、勝ったら1位ですけれども、大坂さんにとってその世界ランクというのはどういう意味を持つのか。
Of course, I think it's amazing if I could be number one, but for me, I just think about this tournament and like each step that gets me closer to the ranking. Like, I don't think anyone plays a tournament and thinks immediately that they want to be number one. I think they just think about the goal, which is winning the tournament. And for me, last year I was ranked like 70 something, I think, and I'm just really happy that I'm in the position that I am now, and I'm not gonna take it for granted. So.
Final set の最初のサービスゲームが大変だったと思うんですけれども、相手にアドバンテージも握られる中、どんな気持ちでそこを頑張っていこうっていう。
Oh yeah, I mean, she had a lot of break points on that one service game, and I just felt like I had to.Try like 120% on those points and accept if she hits a really good winner, and thankfully she didn't, so I was still able to keep going, and yeah, eventually I was able to win. So.
次がクビトバ選手の対戦で、ね、左利きで左だとあまり対戦経験がないと思うんですけれど、どういうふうに対して考えてますか？
I don't think I've played a left-handed player in months. I definitely haven't practiced with one during the off-season, so it's going to be a little bit tough for me to adjust, I think, but I already know this going into the match, so hopefully I can find a left-handed person to hit with tomorrow, and then I guess I'll just see what happens.
さっきの質問とにちゃうんですけど、去年の US Open のファイナルの前に負ける夢は見ないみたいなことを言ったと思うんですけど、今回も同じような気持ちですか？
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think everyone always has dreams that they want to win, and for me, I've been having this dream that I won this tournament, so I don't really want to jinx it. I feel like maybe I might have just now. Hopefully, I didn't, but. Yeah, I feel like everyone's goal is the same. She has the same goal as me, which is to win. So it's going to be a really hard fight the day after tomorrow.
また大坂選手の父親のサポートがなかったら世界トップクラスの選手になれなかっただろうと感謝の気持ちを述べています。
My dad for me is sort of my mental pillar. No way I would have gotten anywhere close to where I am now without him.He's super positive, and whenever I'm sad, he just silly stuff that makes me laugh. So I'm really grateful for him. And honestly, he hasn't been watching my practices or my matches, I think. I don't know where he goes, but he's gone. Like, and he just comes after the match and he's like fist pumping me, and no one knows where he went. But I think I give him anxiety or something. but yeah, definitely.I really love my parents, my family, my sister, and they've all really helped me out so much, and especially my dad. So.
大坂選手の決勝の相手は世界ランク8位、チェコのペトラ・クビトバ選手です。クビトバ選手は準決勝でアメリカのダニエル・コリンズ選手をストレートで破っています。大坂選手、全米オープンに続いてグランドスラム2連覇なるか。女子シングルスの決勝戦は26日土曜日に予定されています。今日のカレントアフェアーズ、全豪オープンで大坂なおみ選手が見事決勝に進出したニュースについてロバーツ美雪がお届けしました。
sbs.com.au/japanese もっとたくさんの日本語での話題があります。お楽しみください。